You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kuflam at Beis. Then we'll go over to Kuflam at Gimel Mitz Hashem. So let's see. Mitz Mim Ois Hei. Ois Hei. Mitzvah lahakriv hachagiga b'yom tov rishon.
Just starting?
Yeah, just starting. There's a mitzvah to be makriv of the korban chagiga dafka on the first day of Yom Tov. Which is interesting because the Gemara in Chagiga Tesman Aleph says the mitzvah of chagiga is limited to one day of Yom Tov. And that day of Yom Tov, because it says v'chag l'Hashem oso chag l'Hashem. So the question is, which day should you pick? Because really the korban chagiga is roy to be brought all of Yom Tov, all 7 days. And as a matter of fact, if you don't bring it the whole Yom Tov, you can even bring it Yom Tov Achron. It's even Doichad, the last day of Yom Tov. But it seems, according to Rambam at least,
it's Tashlumen.
Yeah. But it seems, according to Rambam at least, that the Ikar Mitzvah is Lechatchila to bring it the first day. Vim Avar Velo Hikrav Berishon, and if you didn't bring it the first day, Yesh lo tashlumin. There is an idea of tashlumin. Be Pesach kol shiva simei haPesach. On Pesach, there's a dinner inyan of tashlumin the whole Yom Tov. And this is interesting. Ba'atzeres shishas yom achar harega. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dalamud Beis, and other places in Shas, Pesachim, learns out that just like this tashlumin kol shiva for Pesach and for Sukkot, there's an idea of tashlumim even on Shavuos. Okay. Even though Shavuos is one day, there's an idea of tashlumim in Shavuos. I saw an interesting thing. Michal Feinstein, they put out his Chedushim on Shas. He says, Yesh minhagim, there are different shoinim, there are different minhagim, legabe tachlun after Shavuos. So he says, what's that taliyun? He says, it's taliyun how you understand tashlumim. Is tashlumim just like a din, min ahekesh, it's a din? Like almost a milsa below time, there's tashlumin. Or does it mean that to a certain extent the regel of Shavuos is extended? So he says that's the different minhagim of whether there's tachlumin. If it's just a din, there's a kosov and tashlumin, then say tachlumin. But if it is that the regel has a certain extension, then there's no tachlumin. And he brings a raya from a Tosfos in Menachos, Samachemid Beis.
How do you know you have tashlumin?
The Gemara has a hekesh.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara says chagamatz, chagashvus, chagasukis.
That would seem to imply that.
So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dalman Beis says, what do I need to mention? We spoke about the older shows for Golim in Pashas Re'e, and at the very end we go ahead and say b'chagamatz, chagashvus, chagasukis. You just spoke about it. You know that. If you say shosh parmin b'shana, and you just spoke about the three regalim, what do I have to repeat it? So one mandim says I have to repeat it for bal ta'acher. Teach me that Baal Ta'achah is Dafka, Chagamatos, Chagashvus, Chagasukas. Another man, the Amr, says, no, it's the purpose for a Hekesh. L'Hakesh kol Ma'odos. That we makesh all the Ma'odos, L'Gabi, the carbon of the Ma'odos. That the carbon of the Ma'odos, all of them are for Tumas Mikdash Ukadshav. Then there's another man, the Amr, the Hekesh is to teach me the Din of Tashlumin. Just like the Tashlumin, 7 days on Sukkot and Pesach, so too there's the Din of Tashlumin Shavuos for 7 days. So anyway, there's a sugya in Menachos Samachem Beis. And the sugya in Menachos Samachem Beis says that when do we bring the Korban Omer? Right? What does it say in the Torah about the Korban Omer? It says Mimachos HaShabbos, right? So when is that? Does it mean after a Saturday, or does it mean after the first day Yom Tov? So the Gemara brings one Mandi Omer, Zehekesh. Just like the Torah said, Have Omer. The Torah says, Have Shtei Alechem. Ma Shtei Alechem. B'tchilas haregel, so to Omer b'tchilas haregel. So Tosfos says, what do you mean shtei halachim b'tchilas haregel? The whole regular Shavuos is one day. So what does it mean ma Shavuos shtei halachim b'tchilas haregel? So Tosfos there, Mamre says sheyesh lo tashlumin. So Rav Michal Feinstein brought a raya from that. You see from that Tosfos, this is the idea tchilas haregel. That somehow there is really a 7 day of Shavuos.
Yeah, very good.
It's a cute riot, no?
Yeah.
So I guess all the Chassidish Shtib Lachwat hold like a Tosfos, no?
We do too. Sorry, Tfilu, we do Chassidish for that purpose.
Yes. If there's any Chag, it should be a week, it should be Shavuos, which means week.
Right. No, that's fine. But
no, but it's very it is interesting that there was like this. Somehow there's a quasi-chag going on by Shavuos.
Well, is there any unique halachas to Chagiga that you know, if it were Tashlum, you wouldn't follow all those halachas, but it would be Stam Shlomim. But Chagiga is like unique in some respect, and you're doing a Chagiga, you know, it's part of the Chag. Chagiga is called Chag.
Right.
Part of the Chag.
But it's interesting, this is mamash over, yeah. Guys go back to work, whatever it is, and people bring Korma Chagiga, right?
Yeah, still hanging
the question
around.
Is, besides Tachlum, is there any other nafkamina, whether it's just a din in Tashlum or whether it's a quasi-chag? Is there any nafkamina? I don't know. Tachlum is one nafkamina. I don't know if there are any other
nafkamina. What about Avrachman?
Well, same thing. It follows Tachlum, right?
Yeah, I guess you follow it, yeah.
It seems like I haven't said Avrachman in like years. I don't know. Shul's not big on that, right?
I mean, if someone becomes an ovel during that week, it's not, it says regular din avelus, so you don't say don't sit those days and start afterwards.
No, it doesn't seem to have a din regal. The question is, legabe, what's the din regal? That's the only, what Tosa seems to say, legabe that hekesh is tchilas haregel, because there's tashlumim, that's interesting, right? But the only nafkamina that's not tachmina, another nafkamina, I don't know. But nevertheless, the ba'atzeres, shisha yomim achar regel. The im yom haregel hare shiva. Ubesukas, sukas is unique. That you not only have 7 days to bring the korban chagiga, but sukas av shmini atzer tashlumim hu. Ubeshasi zaynum da aleph garsina yalfina hakol mikroy. It's all based on pesukim. Uplukta begemara tesam aleph im him tashlumim derishon umid pata berishon pata mitashlumim o tashlumim zeh zeh. There's a machlokas, famous machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let's say a person is a chiger on the first day. And a chiger, someone who has trouble walking, is pata from aliyah l'regel because of the idea is that whoever cannot walk on his own accord up to Yerushalayim, the Gemara learns that, is pata from carbon chagiga, aliyah l'regel and pata from chagiga. Let's say a person is a chiger or a summa b'yam rishon, v'nisrape, and he has a miraculous recovery a few days later. Do you say it's chayv and korban chagig or not? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan Rav. Whether you say that all of the chag is just a tashlumim for the first day, and if you're potter from the first day, you're potter for the rest of the time period, or do you say no, that the whole chag is tashlumim zelazem, meaning that in its own right there's a separate machayev during the yantif. That's a machlokas in the Gemara.
That could be a machlok, nafkamina as far as Shavuos.
If it sometimes
continues for the whole week, so maybe.
So very interesting. Let's say somebody in Shavuos was a chiger on Shavuos, then he was nisrape 1 or 2 days later. Mm-hmm. Would you see as a chiev to bring a korban chagiga or not? I think it's difficult to say as a chiev. Yeah. No.
You know, I'm sure you don't find it anywhere. Anyway.
Right. That'd be
a big chiev, no?
Yeah.
For Pesach Ram compared Alf Halacha Dalel Perik Beis Halacha Hey, Dein Tashlumim Derisha, Umid the Pater Berisha. That's the way the Rambam paskins. Ain't Sorek Tashlumim. I ain't Kesef Mishnah. Ubameh She'evor Lekam Bezos Hashem Mina and Paturim Mitzuzu. Vim Chal Yontif Rishon B'Shabbes. So what happens if the first day of Yontif is on Shabbos? Well, the Korban Chagig is not Derech Shabbos. Do you say then if everything is a Tashlumim Derisha? Would you say that now he's now potter the whole regel because there was a patur on the first day? So evidently not, and the explanation is like we would say. Since the man himself is ready to bring the korban, just like they say, there's an outside factor of Shabbos. Rak hayom ma'akev lo mikre lo chazi. With Tiri Evan Shom Kosov Tam Acher.
I'm surprised at this whole halacha because the purpose of Tashlumin.
Vehin Laharat Kan.
You can't do the first thing. So if you're potter from the first one.
I'll tell you, Vahadin Emes, I just mentioned something. Vehin Enodochet Tuma. Do have a korban Shizmanu Kavor. Kevin Shemakrivin Kol Shiva. Vahakom of War Bashat Psaf and Samatesim Abeis. Vahin Vavimanov. It's like davening. If a person misses Shachris because he had an oinus, he was chayv by an oinus, then he has tashlumin. But if a person misses Shachris because he's potter, i.e. he's an onain or he's involved in the mitzvah, let's say like all the cases in the Gemara, he's involved in Isaac v'mitzvah, then he has no tashlumim. Because it's not that he was chayav, but he was honest, but rather he was totally potter. So where you're totally potter, now it is interesting, because it appears there's a difference here. In general, there's another requirement. There are two requirements for tashlumim, usually. One requirement, let's say, for davening tashlumim is you're chayev, but you're honest. The other requirement is you're not mazid. If someone is hazed, usually there's no tashlumim. Right. So here it's interesting. It seems that even though the guy's mazid, the guy says, I'm tired, I don't want to go ahead and bring the korban chagiga the first day, he could still bring it the other days. So it is interesting that even though the Rambam holds that the shita that chigur v'nisrape, the guy's a chigur and nisrape, he is potter from the korban because the whole yontif is a tashlum in the rishon, you don't have to be a shogeg on the first day for tashlumin. So it seems to be a little different type of the normal tashlumin. The normal tashlumin means normally that a person is onus and he is not bemazed. But here it appears, even if the guy is bemazed, he can go ahead and bring the korban, call shiva b'toras tashlumin. Okay, let's see. Vinei Rav Mechaber, mevi ha-petur mitzvah zu. Now we're going to get into the Minchas Chinuch's famous, his famous, how should we call it, his sweet zone or his sweet spot, which is going through all the people, all the deviations of individuals, right, of who is Pater Nus Chayev, V'dileg Tzas, the Ram skips a few, V'echtov L'chal HaSeder. Now the Minchas Chinuch is going to go through every single person who's potter from Korban Chagiga.
As in also Elis Ria?
What? Time.
Whatever he's discussing now
applies
to Elis Ria too?
Yeah, what? B'chol ha-paturim min ha-re'iyah, paturim min ha-chagiga. Because the Gemara says, whoever is potter from the Elis Ria, or the Chi of Ria, is potter from the Korban Chagiga. V'kodom lazeh, b'l'halacha aleph, choshev gorat, paturim min ha-re'iyah, v'elohim. These are all the people who have no Chi of to be oyle l'regel. Therefore, if there's no chiyuv to be there, olal regal, there's no chiyuv to bring an oil sriya, there's no chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga. So, for instance, interesting enough, according to Shita's Tosfos, in Pesach and Gimel and Beis, you have the famous story. Who was the story with? I forget. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Where Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said to the guy, was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that he ate from the korban Pesach. So the Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said to the guy, next time you go to Yerushalayim, ask for the tail. He goes, he asks for the tail, and the Gemara says they killed him. So Taisha says, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra have to send a message? Why didn't go Aliyah Larego? So Taisha's shita is, if you don't have kark and chutz in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael and have kark in Eretz Yisrael, you are not chayev in Aliyah Larego. So according to that shita, if you live in chutz la'aretz, and you don't own kark in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be potter from Aliyah L'Regel. Therefore, you'd also be potter from Olos Riyah, potter from Korban Chagiga. Now it says, Noshim Paturos.
Now all these people that are potter from Aliyah L'Regel, if they do go, does that activate the Chayav and the Korban? Or they can go and they're still not Chayav and the Korban?
You know, are you familiar with
the Fat Tail Chief?
No.
If they're coming to the
Which korban, the Olos Re'iyah or Chagiga?
Something called the fat tail.
So you may say something else. You may say, let's say someone is not chayev. Let's say a woman is not chayev in Aliyah L'Regel. She decides she wants to go, but her heart's not shayev to go to the Azorah because she's an Ezra Nashim.
Over there it says called Zechurah.
No, but that's something else, okay?
Yeah.
Meaning, let's say someone who's potter from Aliyah L'Regel, someone who doesn't have kark in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said, I'm going to Yerushalayim. And he decides he wants to go to the Azorah. Would he then be chayev in a korban based on a lav?
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that lav kicks in.
What about Chulun Azorah?
What?
What about Chulun Azorah?
Well, that's my question. Are you chayev?
If it's chayev, it's not Chulun Azorah.
Right, Mike, that's my question.
No, he's not chayev.
I said he's not chayev to go and bring a korban. But if he's seen in the Azara, would the law of lawyer Panay Rekam kick in? Yeah. My feeling is probably not. I don't know what your feeling is.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it just seems. If he's there, right, he's time coming.
It only goes on people who are mechuyev to be re'iyah.
Is the covenant for being the presence of the Shechina, is the covenant for fulfilling the Chiyuv?
The Shaila is, does the Torah mean that the love is dependent on that?
I just said that. It's a
you don't get Malkus on that.
So what's your guess? What's your guess on that?
I don't know.
No instinct.
So I threw it out to you guys.
Instinct. My instinct is not. Okay.
Let's see. Nashim Peturas. Women are putter from Aliyah Rega. The Havila Mitzvah says she has man grom. And there's a Gemara in a number of places in Kiddushin and in Chagiga Dalman Aleph who says, why do I go ahead and need a special limud to teach me women are peturas from Aliyah Rega? It says, Yerah calls the Churcha. So the Gemara says, Lahaitzias Anashim. So the Gemara says, why do I need Zechurcha? Sorry, the Gemara says, Zachar Lahaitzias Anashim. Zechurcha Lahaitzias Tumtum Ven Dragonus. So the Gemara says, why do I even need any miyot for women? Havila Mitzvah says, Shazman Gram. So the Gemara famously there in Kedushin says, Zagadeh Dechamina Yelef Re'ia Mihakya. I might have compared, if the Torah wouldn't have said Yerah calls Zechurcha, I might have thought that she's Chayav Alila Regel, because I might have compared and said that Re'iya is a similar type of mitzvah to Hakya. And my Bahakal, it says, Anashim Nashim V'taf, so too, maybe she'd be Chayav in Alila Regel. That's the Gemara saying. Now, not that it is a clear Hekesh, but rather you might have thought that. So therefore, the Torah says, Yerah calls the Churcha. Should not think women should come.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Back in, you have to watch the kids.
The question is, are there a chiyuv for women to come based on the fact that the man has a chiyuv simcha? The man has a chiyuv to be mesameach his wife. So the question is, the guy's going to Yerushalayim, and the ikar during the Zman Beis HaMikdash is to eat shlomim, carbon shlomim. So if his wife is with him in Yerushalayim, he has a chiyuv to be mesameach with carbon shlomim. So would you say she has a chiyuv to go Aliyah Regel for the sake of the man's chiyuv simcha?
It's like with sukkah. She had to eat the
right.
Sukkah.
So the very famous Torah Tamima in Amor, who says women are mechuyavas to sit in the sukkah so the man can be mekayim teshuvah ke'intidura. And the only women, the Torah Tamima says, that are peturas from sukkah are grushas and almanas. But if a woman is actually married to a man, she's chayav to eat in the sukkah for the sake of the husband's full kiyum of teshuvah ke'in tedura. So it is interesting that, at least in that case, which is a very, very radical tziur, that a woman somehow has to go ahead and help the man fulfill his chiyuv.
When we did the mitzvah of Yibam, I guess I knew the whole kapos tomorrow was a woman with chiyuv and Yibam also in a certain
right.
sense, but we can't do it without her. So does that make her, but the Gemara says no, she has no say of Yibam, right? No,
where does the Gemara say that? Gemara says that? Gemara never says she has no chiyuv in Yibam. The Gemara says that?
That
it's interesting, because Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Kappas tomorrow.
Because
Rabbi Kiva
implies it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's Asay Darkal or Asay, and
right.
there's no Asay on the, there's only an Asay on him.
What does the Gemara say?
Talks,
but that's the whole, I mean, somewhere.
The Rebbe
will ask, how can the Gemara say the Chai Ve'lam when I say she with the Chalitza say, she doesn't have that say?
Yes.
That's what all the.
Right,
and you know where Rebbe Kiva Eger says that?
Where do they come up
you
with that?
You know where Rebbe Kiva says that's not true. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, women have a Chiv Yibum, and he proves it from three Taisus and Menchas. Taisus and Ksuv, Taisus and Babas. That's where Machlagas are praying, whether women have a Chiv Yibum. But you know what you do find it in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin? It says, Aish Makadish Bo Bushlucho.
But you see, the Achronim there are not contemplating that you simply must have it because he can't do it, you know, because she has to do it for him. Like over here, you're saying, by Simcha, by Riyah. They don't say, it must be in a luck, she must have it.
What about Riyah?
They don't say that.
The Kabbas Tamarim says that.
Right, from Tess, huh?
Kabbas Tamarim does say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's hard, but...
Meaning, not that she, the Iker is now Mechuyv and Aliyah L'Regel, but should she go up Aliyah L'Regel...
The farmer, I thought, said it in the sense that it wouldn't be a problem that Eina say the Chalazah because she doesn't have that say. Because she has to help him out, but he doesn't say that if she doesn't do it, she's Mabatul and Aseh.
I didn't say that she's Mabatul and Aseh here either.
Okay.
I'm just saying maybe she should go up a little regal for the sake of the man being Makayim Simcha.
Right. Okay, so it's a good luck
you. Like, for instance, the beginning of the second paragraph, the Shinish Makadish Bo Bishlucho, Vaisha Miskadesh's Bo Bishlucho. Then the Gemara says, Mitzvah Yosur Bo Bo Yosur Mishlucho. So the Ron says, what mitzvah does she have of Kedushin? She doesn't have a mitzvah peer of Rivia. So the Ron says, her mitzvah is a Messiah. So since she has a Messiah to get married to help a man who's mitzvah peri v'rivia, she also is considered to be a mitzvah to the extent of mitzvah.
It's a Messiah.
Bo yosem v'shlucha.
It's like a Messiah. So after she's married, she has more chiyuv because she mechuyevus l'baylo to the old shibudim. I mean, over there by the Ran, she's not yet mechuyev. Who said okay? I'm Messiah. But who said that I'm supposed to make it you? I'll pick somebody else.
You know, Chidami, she gets to choose, you know? I don't know how you learned the Gemara, but according to the Gemara, you're supposed to choose. She can get to choose, correct?
Right. But after
she can choose whoever she wants.
Yeah, but after she chooses, she's becoming a Messiah.
That's
but over here, the obligation is much more because she was already the wife of the husband.
But he's applying it to Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha. She's already chosen him. So now, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha.
She's already getting married.
She's already chosen this man.
Yeah, she's already getting married.
So he's only applying
it to that.
Noshim Petura. So they're potter from Aleh Regel. It's interesting. He says, the Hagabah Mitzvah Sheshaz Man Grum. So this is interesting. Is that why women are Peturos? The Gemara actually says there's a pasuk, Zachor Chazacher Lahoitzias Hanoshim. So the Gemara says, why don't you need a pasuk? Sadam Dach, I mean, I might have thought, what? Yalef Ri'ia Mehakia. Ma Noshim Mechayavis Behakia, Chayavis Be Ri'ia. Kamash Malan Zachor Chazacher. So I guess what he's saying, which is partial, is that the pasuk Zachor is saying, don't apply that hekesh and go back to the original idea of.
There's no contemplation that Zechurcha would be a mafkia, and that a woman really should not be allowed to do it, and there's no Eina Mitzvah Ba'osa. If it's only Mitzvah Shazman Gromo, then she's an Eina Mitzvah Ba'osa, she can do it, and that. If
you learn
Zechurcha as a mafkia, she has no shaychus
to it. That's not what the Gemara
says. Chul Nazor, you know, she has no shaychus to it. But the Gemara doesn't contemplate that. It's that I might have thought Hekashim Hakel.
You're asking an interesting question. If a woman goes ahead and brings an Eilus Ria, is it maybe Chul Nazor? We'll see that in a minute. Maybe. Avadim, what about Avadim? So the answer is the Chol Mitzvah Shein HaNashim Chayavis Avadim Gam Kein Peturim. V'yadua. Vod Mevi Arambam Tam, Ayin Sham Balecha Mishnah, U'mishachetzio Eved V'chetzio Ben Chayrim, Das Harbi Rishonim D'chayev L'mishnah Achrona. Two days in the Gemara. But that's Haram the Potter. If I arrive at his seagull, it's a question how you learn the Gemara. The Pasuk of Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Achronah. Do you love the Mishnah Achronah? The Chem Perak Beis Mekom Pesach Alokhi Yigimel. Vaye Lecha Mishnah Kana Mishnah Melech Sham. Bechos Kovim Pesach. Now we get into interesting stuff. Tum Tum Vem Androgynous. You've got a Tum Tum, you've got an Androgynous. Are they Chayev in Aliyah L'Regel? So Kosov Aramam, the Ram comes out straight and says, Shepeturim, that a tumtum and androgynous are potter from Aliyah L'Regel, Yipnei Shehem Sofek Isha, because they're Sofek, they're Peturim, which is interesting. So there are a few problems with this Rambam. The main problem in Noisa Kalim and Perik Beis, and what you should deal with, is the Gemara does not say Sofek. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Yerah calls the Zechurcha. Zachar lahoitzias anashim, like we just discussed. Sakadat achamina leilif mir mehakel, kamash malan. Zechurcha lahoitzi androgynous vitumtum. So the Gemara says, Sakadat achamina androgynous, lichai vele, sheyes lo tzad zachris. Be mechai the androgynous, because at least he's a bit of a Zachar. Kamash Malan, the androgynous beer bifne atzma. The Gemara says the pasuk kozachurcha lahoitzi, right? Lahoitzi as an androgynous is telling you that an androgynous is a beer bifne atzma.
Only for this other three chagiva. I mean,
unclear to me. Unclear to me.
We don't say that.
Unclear because the Yerushalmi here in Chagiga says. I don't know the exact question, which is Lagabe Mila, Kosov Himolachem, Kol Zachar, Lahavi Androgynous. The androgynous is Chayev in Mila, because the Pasuk says Himolachem, Kol Zachar. So one place the word Zachar.
Kol Zachar.
Right, Zohar, right. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's from the Kol or from the Zachar, yeah. It's unclear to me. But, Zohar, but it's interesting that in the case of Mila,
whatever the Riba is, Kol or nothing, right. It's showing that it's, right. You don't hold it as right. A very
right.
Pronounced one.
Right, all right, right.
That's a problem.
No, it has its own suffix.
So it appears so that, maybe, who knows, maybe it's a Be'er B'fnei Atzma, it's still Chayv and Mila, no?
How does suffix solve the problem?
Because even if it's a Be'er B'fnei Atzma, there's still an Arlus, it still might be an Arim, correct?
Yes.
You still have the Eva,
I'm
no?
Saying. It's inside, right.
Which would be interesting.
Interesting.
Trivia question. When is a woman Chayv and Mila in Drachma?
How does suffix help? How does suffix
help? Oh, so I'm going to get to that. So the Gemara says, Bishlamo Lagabe and Drachmas. There's a havamina that what Yeshua Tzad Zachras. So Gemara says, Tum Tum, what do you need a pasuk? I think it says in the Me Boy Kra, have a suffix. It's a suffix, Tum Tum, that you don't need a pasuk. So Rashi and Tosfos have machloikas, how to go ahead and learn. What does that mean? It's a suffix, I don't need a pasuk. So Rashi says a very interesting lashon. You need to look over there, Dal Meraf. Gets into, I think, Shai's favorite topic of suffix the Raisa, where Rashi says, have a suffix, have a suffix, umi mechayve. Rashi says, and therefore, who's mechayve? So Tosfos attacks Rashi, but not me dinna suffix the Raisa v'chumra. So all Achronim, Turei Evan, everyone talks about this Rashi. Could Rashi really be like the Shitas HaRambam? The Meir even talks about it. Could Rashi really be the Shittas HaRambam?
You make it sound like that's like terrible. What's wrong with Rashi and the Shittas HaRambam?
You don't think, let me ask you a question. Would you assume another Rishon holds it? Holds like the Rambam?
A lot of Rishon hold like the Rambam. It's a big divide.
Yeah, but would you assume Rashi holds like that? Or you need a proof?
You need a proof. Maybe there's a proof.
Oh, so they all. I'm telling you, the Meiri and the Tori Evans start talking about this Rashi. They bring Rashi throughout Shas,
right.
In Kiddush and other places where Rashi does not hold like the Rambam.
Okay, that's a problem. Yeah.
So they have a difficult time explaining what is the Shitas Rashi, who says, Umi boy cross suffik have. So Rashi says, Umi machayve. If a tumtum is just a suffik, there's no reason to be machayve. So they'll go, I suffik the rice of the chumra. So Turi Evan has a whole different way to go ahead and learn the Gemara.
Well, the problem is,
and the Achronim start going. Maybe only say something the rest of the Chumra for Isser, but not for Chiyuv.
No, the problem is because on the Tzad that she is an issue, you're going to have a problem with Chul Nazar.
That's Tosfos. So Tosfos and Dalai Lama says, I don't learn the Gemara like Rashi, but rather I learn Suffolk. You might be an Isha, and if the Tumtum's an Isha, then you've got the flip side where it's a Chumra Shemevli Dekula, where you're maybe Chul Nazar. So you see very clear from Tosfos that a woman who brings a korban olos for Ia is maybe chulun lazara, correct? According to Tosfos, right? Well, I'll flip it around. I'll say, who says that if a woman brings an olos for Ia, it's maybe chulun lazara? Why can't she bring it? She's allowed to do mitzvah shesivan grama. If a woman does it, there's a kiyum, right? She can make a bracha. According to the Shitas Tosfos.
Maybe Tosfos learned at the end of the day that Zechurcha is a mafkia, it's a mia, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants a zohar. It's not that you're potter, maybe it's more usable than a potter, that's a problem. But maybe it's a mafkia.
So here we're learning Mitam Suffolk, we're not learning that. We're learning it's Mitam Suffolk.
No. The Tom Suffolk with your Rishon. If you're
maybe the Tom Tom is
then the Gemara. Then the Gemara couldn't answer that. And the Gemara
maybe the Gemara
didn't mean to say it's not better to come in the lilith mehakel. The Gemara could have said
you're learning a mishrasig. You're making it into a mishrasig.
You're
saying that she can't. You're making it into a mishrasig. The chuchel becomes an mishrasig.
That was his first point.
Well, it's chulam azor, right?
So that's an Israel
say. Any time the Torah says you're mechuyev and you're not mechuyev, it doesn't come like Israel say on the other person. It just.
In general, a woman can go ahead, according to Shitas Tosfos, right, and do all the mitzvot shishas mangram, right?
Everyone holds that.
What?
Everyone holds that. It's just whether you make a bracha.
And even when you can make a bracha. But it actually appears as Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir about this. Tosfos and Eruvin discusses this. Well, the Nashim Samchos or not. Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, what a woman can do smicha. She's part of from smicha, right? then it's a Mishnah in Kedushah.
Yeah, the problem is when she does Sricha, she uses the animal.
Oh, so that's the discussion. So the discussion is what's the problem. So there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says a very interesting thing. Noshim Em Samchos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Nira Kabal Tosef. That's a very famous Rashi. But Tosef and Erevin has a long discussion what mitzvahs women can do. Sounds like partial women can do all mitzvahs Yeshman Grom. Some they might not be able to do. For instance, tefillin is a big problem. Can women go ahead and do tefillin for other considerations? So the question is, what about a korban? Why does Tosef seem it's so partial that a tumtum is a suffix, and the Gemara says, me by cross suffix have it. Tosef assumes a double portion, that if the tumtum is a woman, it's maybe chum lazara. Why is that so? Why can't you just say it's a regular mitzvah shasman grama, and just like a woman can go ahead and perform it, she's allowed to perform it, unless there's another side issue. What's the side issue by smicha? The side issue by smicha is the problem of being mishamish b'kachim. Mishamish Bakachim. You're not allowed to lie on an animal. That's why when you're samech, that's why
you have to use the full body.
Maybe the problem here is that if she's not mechuyev in it, there's no reason why it should be docha yontif. It's not a korban sibur, so you.
But he doesn't say it's a docha yontif problem.
I
know.
Why isn't it? Maybe, but okay, he doesn't say it. But is, should it be a problem if it's only voluntary, like a heinu suva? So who says that allows her to be docha yontif?
I understand, but I'm discussing, it won't be. She could not be Dachi Yantav. I would say there's no way she could be Dachi Yantav.
So a woman can't bring, because like any woman can do a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev in. Here she can't, because it's a problem of Yantav.
But let her bring the other days. Let her bring Chol HaMoed. And Tosfos says, what's the problem?
She should be able to bring Chol HaMoed.
What's the problem, Tosfos says, of the woman go ahead? What's the problem with a tumtum going to Tosfos? What does it mean, umi bai cross suffix have? Umi bai cross suffix have is a problem. Taisa says that maybe the tumtum is an isha and maybe chulun lazar.
Also, who do we pass on like the beishamis hill if nadavas craving the yontif or not?
The Gemara in Beitz at the end of the day, I think it's Zion says, is machlokes and Amar Ula divrei hakol ein mevin nadorim v'davas biyontif. Even on fill the beis hillah. So Taisa on Yud Beis Amud Aleph discusses this. Because the Gemara says, Hamevi Eilus Re'ia B'yantif Loikeh. The Gemara says, money, who does that go like Beis Shammai? Goes according to Beis Shammai, who doesn't hold a Mitoich. But according to Beis Hillel, who holds a Mitoich, the Gemara says.
When does Shammai hold, you bring the Eilus Re'ia?
What? Yeah.
When does I mean, because if you hold like Beis.
No, sorry. Hamevi Eilus Nadova, not Eilus Re'ia. The Gemara in Beis Yud Beis Manos says, "I may be oilus nadava loike money beishamahi." The law I'm reading mitoich.
But even according to Beis Hillel, you're not supposed to do it.
So there's a Taisus there that says, "I." But according to Beis Hillel, you should also go ahead and get malchus. Famous, very important Taisus. You should get malchus because he holds lachem v'lo legvoa. That even if I don't hold me, even if I hold the mitoich, there's still a separate isur asay of lachem v'lo legvoa. So Taisus says you should know that when there is a separate Isra Aseh, it doesn't take you back to the original law. It's a new Isra Aseh. So Taisus says, Midin Mitoich, Beis Hillel would say that if you went ahead and checked the Eilus Nadava, you would not be over the law. But there's a separate Isra Aseh. So there's a long discussion in Achronim. Whenever there's a law, and then there's a Heter, and then there's an Isra Aseh, do you say the Isra Aseh is now a new Isra Aseh? Does it bring you back to the original law? So they bring a raya from that Taisus that Lachem V'Lo is now a new Isra Aseh, does not bring you back to the original law.
But
in general, even Beis Hillel would agree, right?
Otherwise, they could just bring in Al Satanai. If I'm a Zohar, fine. If not, they should just be the Dovah. But the problem is that you can't do that.
Again, why can't a Tumtum go ahead and bring a Korban Chagiga Al Tanai on Chol HaMoed? Why not?
On Chol HaMoed, right.
Why not?
I don't know.
If I'm a Zohar and I'm Chai, I actually think I saw that question asked somewhere. I don't remember where. That's an interesting question. What would you think? Well, to let a Tumtum go ahead and bring a Korban Al Tanai. Now, at the end of the day, Tumtum's not going to bring it because there's a special meal for a Tumtum, right?
Maybe when you bring in a Chol HaMoed Tashlum, it has to be that you would have been able to bring it on the first day. Anything that you could not have brought on the first day, that's a Din Tashlum. But on the first day, he wouldn't have been able to bring it. So,
so again, let the Tumtum go ahead and bring a Korban Chol HaMoed al Tanai like this. If I'm a Zohar and I was Chayiv the first day, I'm bringing a Korban Chagiga B'Torah's Tashlumin. And if I'm not, I'm in a cave and I was totally Potter, then I'm bringing B'Torah's Nadova, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, the Gemara there says, why do I need a Pasuk by Tumtum? However you learn it, like Rashi or like Tosfos, either way, the Gemara says, "Umi boy across Suffolk Havi." What is like Rashi mi Mechayve a Taisus maybe Chumazor? The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye Beitz of mi Bechutz." Even if this Tumtum somehow is nicker that he is a male, and through his genitalia you could tell he's male. Nevertheless, there's something about the fact that his Avarim are covered up. That the Torah says Zachar, it has to be a full Zachar and not a partial Zachar. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Amar by based on the Bechutz. The problem is the Ram doesn't bring any of that Shaka Vitaria. The Ram just says straightforward, the androgynous of Tumtum Peturin mi Oilus Ra'iya Mishum Shehem Sofek. Lagabe androgynous, the Ram says it's a Sofek, which the Gemara says Be'er B'fnei Atzma. Lagabe Tumtum says Sofek, where the Gemara says you need to possibly for the case from Beitzel Min Bechutz. So the problem is, where in the world does the Rambam get it from? Let's look at the next paragraph and see what he says. Tumtum v'androgynous.
Well, and the Rambam doesn't address a Tumtum specifically.
The Rambam just
where
says,
like, b'chutz?
No, never mentions it. The Rambam, if you look at Hichos Chagiga, I think, paragraph 8, he just
goes.
Let's read the paragraph. Tumtum v'androgynous. The Rambam, just in passing, says, because of a Rambam, Shepeturu bnei shehem sofek isha. Ubalecha mechna toma, the bashas kan dala medalef, mavoid the ika miyut. Vafilo im neemar androgynous lav sofek who right? Baby fanatum batumtum, maksha shasham isra kral imute sveka, right? Which we address Rashi and Taisos. Matar tzabaye kishabesumi bechutz, the vade zakram, and koma kom miyata kra. Imke lama kasaram neshu sofek. Habemus potter de miyata kra. The gamlo hevi da filo beisam bechutz potter ubeshagas arye simon kuvdal.
So it's not mashma that in case of beisam bechutz, shaykh that the Rambam would be mechayiv him because it's not a suffix, because there you don't have
right suffix, against right? The first gemara. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once again, what does the Rambam do with the gemara? So I don't know. You can speak to some Talmudic scholars who will tell you that there are different versions of the Rambam. Rambam Paskin like the first version of the gemara, not a later version. I don't know, but anyway, I have no idea how to reconcile the Rambam with the gemara. This is not a lumdisha question in the Rambam, right? It's more, they just went against the Gemara. Vaturi Evan Kosov, the Iha Patur Mitam Safek, Imaya Tumta Barishon, Vinikra Besheni Vinimta Zachar, Chayev Batashlomen, Velo Shayach, Kavendo Chayev Barishon, the Memes Lohaya Potter Ragu May Safek, Vata Gloy Nosna, my friend, the Zachar of Ayachayev, Akin out the Chayev Batashlomen. Well, came in the Torah, Mirto also, Imkin Haya Potter Barishon, Mitzakir Zakosov. Vab Nikra Besheni Potter, came in the Lord Chazi Barishon. So he's just explaining it. The Ayan Sharm Pilpil Aruch. Just saying, it's an afkamina between the Gemara and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, if he's a Tumtum the first day, and then Nikra, then during he had an operation during Chol HaMoed, and they see he was a Zachar, then he's chayv to bring a Korban Chagiga. Because Nigvay Milstam afraid he was a Zohar on the first day. Because according to the Ram, the whole reason he's part is Alt Sofek. Once you clarify that Sofek, Nigvay Milstam. But according to the Gemara, there's Mamash Miut. And even if he was a Zohar on the first day, there's a Miut that since he's not, so to speak, a full Zohar, or lacking in Zachros, Miyata HaKosov, there is no Din of Tumtum. So that's partial. Still the question is, what in the world are you going to do with the Gemara? Ram's going to do with the Gemara. Because an Orel is part of from Aliyah Lareg of the Gemara learns. So why don't you just say one thing for sure I know. If the Tumtum has underneath the covering, he has an Aver, he's an Orel. So the Chari should be part of Midin Orel, which is fascinating.
So right? the Manushach, he should be part of.
Right, again.
Either he's in the cave or he's Zachar.
Right, very good. I don't know the answer to that.
We have to say Suffolk Oral. That's interesting.
I think should the play the light on. I didn't see that. Vayin tosach hingidah, dalam abeis, dumas, dumarbe, varam pep zayim, et shumas, lochir alef, Okay. So how in the world is the Ram going to deal with the Gemara? I have no idea. And I didn't look in the back of the Frank Ram to say I was going to deal with the Gemara. Because I was too busy looking up the Savi Daraisa. So by the way, concerning that issue of Savi Daraisa, there is this interesting question. So some Achronim say, don't worry about Rashi who says, Safek mi mechayve, I Savi Daraisa l'chumra. Because maybe some Achronim say, Savi Daraisa l'chumra is only by an Isser, but not by a Chiyuv. Meaning when I have that piece of meat in front of me, where the Ram says, go ahead and eat it midraisa, just you can't eat it midrabanan, everyone else disagrees. Everyone will agree where I have a chiyuv in front of me. Maybe I will not take Safa Daraisa L'chumra to be Mechayev. The Prima Gadim says the opposite.
It holds the opposite. That,
right, right.
That the Rambam would admit by assays that chiyuv is take as L'chumra. Because the Torah is just saying the Torah doesn't deal in doubtful. The Torah is very certain. Do something, when the Torah tells you to do something or not do something, it's when you have certainty about it. So when the Torah tells you to do it in a certain fashion. So the Torah asks you something, it only asks you if certainly you're going to be over.
Okay, so what do you think
flip
about...
Flip side, as I say, the Torah says
do something, do it until you're certain that you did it. What do you think about this far? That you don't need to start with the rights of the Chumar by Yisurim, but by Chiyuv, I wouldn't say it. What do you think about that? That makes sense too, or not? The other way around. They quote a Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kailas that discusses this. So I don't know, what do you think about that far the other way? That by Suffolk, the Reis Lechum, it's only Isser. But Rashi is saying, Mi Mechayve. There's a Suffolk who says, I'm Chayve.
Yeah, it's a good Svar.
It is a good Svar.
I think it's a potent Svar.
Be master.
Because you're mufsuk in what you have. You're taking away something that I have. So I have to go do something. Usually when you're mufsuk...
Or you're saying, what's a mechaver al
v'raya? It's what's called the law of inertia. You know, you have to pull something out of me. So I got it.
Let me ask you, Hashkafa Rishayna.
It's not exactly a Muslim clever because it's...
Hashkafa Rishayna, or as they say, a priori. If I would ask you without any rias or anything, the Torah gives you mitzvahs, and now I have a question of whether I am chayav in this mitzvah. Would you say you are obligated to do it or not obligated to do it? What would you say?
It depends. In the case over here, maybe not, but they have a whole story that maybe you should be when you're considered to have a chayav. You have a cheskas chayav. You have a cheskas chayav that it begins with that you have a
chayav. No, I understand they say that svara, but a priori, hashkafa rishayna, should you say there's a svara cheskas chayav or not? In other words, forget all the svaras, the cheskas chayav, b'kiva egad yitshuv is the whole business. Right, forget all that, a priori, just the svara, hashkafa rishayna. I ask you, give me logic, there's a debate class. The debate class is there are mitzvahs. God gives us, 613 mitzvahs. I am unsure whether this mitzvah applies to me or not. Do I have an obligation to do it or not?
Well, I think that Shai's chiluk is a very, very valid chiluk. Whereas Lamashal, if you have a suffix, whether you benched or not. Okay? So there, I think anybody would say, well, if you don't know you did it, then you got to do it. You don't know whether you took lulav or not. You forgot.
No, but that's a case where
it's a suffix. It's an
existing chiyuv. Did I go ahead?
That's chiyuv. That's
okay, but here we're talking about the guys who told
me. Stuff in the cave. There's no cheskas chiyuv altogether. Here it's different. You'd be machal. You'd be machal.
No, I'm just curious. What would be the philosophical? If we were all like philosophers, just sitting back and lying down, what would philosophically be the argument?
And they talk about this. How do you start out from Hashkafa Rishona that everything is mutter until the Torah asks it, but a priori everything is okay? Or the other way, no, everything is no good until the Torah basically tells you that I'm only offering this, so you know that everything else, the others is mutter. Do you start?
But once again, that's Isser V'Heter. That's not so much Chiyuv HaMitzvahs, right?
It's an ideological sort of thing. Do you start out that from strict?
But so really, it goes to the chesed skin, because if I have no idea whether I'm a chuyv or not at all,
I had once,
what's being machayev me to do it?
I had once showed you something. I don't know whether I'm a chuyv. If you recall, I had once showed you something that Rabbi Mordechai Willig once showed me. I think it was Gevald. The Gemara in Kedushin goes back and forth and says, how do we know women are patur mitzvah shes man grama? Then it says, how do we know that mechuyav is mitzvah shes lo as man grama? So the Shudder Shitalo Nadlumi says, where do you start from? Do you start from Chiyuv and look for a Patur? Do you start from Patur and look at Chiyuv? So the Shitalo Nadlumi says, I have a Chakir, I'm not sure. It says, on the one hand, it says, Kosomar Lebes Yaakov, right?
Right.
So, Be'ikers, Sagi Lebes Yaakov, right? Women are Mechiyuv in everything.
Find a Patur.
And then you need a Patur Mitzvah Shes Man Grama. Yeah. So Be'etzim, if you're going to tell me that when the Torah was said, he says, listen women, you're chayiv in everything, then I would say there may be this underlying idea that a tumtum might say to himself, look, even if I'm a woman, Be'etzim, there's an underlying mechayiv, I just have a patur mitzvah shes man grama. Maybe I should take this seriously. On the other hand,
it's more explicit. I think.
No, the Gemara says I only need Zechorcha. No, but are you Pata because of Zechorcha? It appears not. It appears Zechorcha is just there to be Mafkia, the Yelof Mehakim. But at the end of the day, you're Pata because of Mitzvah Shir Shazman Grama at the end of the day. And the other Tzad Shikul of me is no. Kol HaTayr Namra Baloshin Zachar, and a priori to begin with, women are Paturas from every Mitzvah. They're just not included in the Torah. Shikul of me says. And therefore, I need a makar for chiyuv for mitzvah shelo hazman grama.
Hell, it's not mashma like that, but yeah, so.
Actually, look at the Gemara. The Gemara keeps going back and forth. Yeah. How do I know women to mitzvah shelo grama? How do I know the chiyuv to mitzvah? The Gemara actually says, how do I know the patur mitzvah shazman grama? There's a few blot. Then the Gemara says, and how do I know the mechiyuv to mitzvah shelo hazman grama? So what do I need that for? If I'm starting off at the mechiyuv and I need a mafkia, then I understand. So after I've proven the chayv mitzvah shes man grama, why does the Gemara then say, and how do I know the mechiyuv mitzvah shes man grama?
Maybe it's only after you know the patur, then you have to know how the patur goes.
Not to learn from the patur, maybe.
Maybe the patur goes all the way.
Maybe, but I'm just telling you, that's a famous shitalo nadlumi with me.
Can we resolve at this session whether a woman can hold a sefer Torah and simchus Torah?
No.
That takes us an Arab, that you referenced by tefillin? It
yeah, so that's a problem with gufnaki.
Is it Los Silbash? Does that go into...
The Taisus does not bring that.
Does not bring that? No.
Taisus does not bring it by tefillin. But Taisus does say gufnaki is an issue. Mm. So even though Taisus says women in general can do mitzvah, Taisus learns that demachlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir of whether Nashim Samchus is a general larger machlokes whether women can do mitzvahs that they're paturisim.
So it's not the problem of an issue because of Shizu Nida?
And anyone he uses the word gufnaki. Okay, and Bukhara, that's what it is.
Yeah, and anyone is worried about a man taking a Sefer Torah as a Balkari? They ever find such a problem?
That's what Taisa says.
We're all Balkari.
That's what Taisa says.
Well, we don't worry about a man that is a Balkari. Is that different than Nida?
Maybe they were all OCD at that time. They're all running to the mikveh every 15 minutes. I don't know.
Okay. But in today's times, if you have a problem with a woman, if you're going to bring up a gufnaki issue by a problem for an issue, she didn't hold a sefer Torah, then really no men should
either.
Unless they say they went to the mikveh.
Are you saying this lahachmer or lahakeh?
Lahaka, of course, we're not worried about a man doing it. So after every man for holding a sefer Torah, unless he says it's been tar. We don't say that. Anyone have an opinion for that? All the ones who are so, vociferous about the gufnaki issue.
Okay, I know where you stand.
No, consistency.
No, Zichar not should definitely not be holding the sefer Torah.
I'm not saying they should.
It's like
I'm not saying they should. Bring up a gufnaki issue.
It's ridiculous.
But everyone else doesn't have to be gufnaki.
It's on the right. That's what Tyson says by tefillin.
Zero.
That's all Tyson says by tefillin.
They don't do
it. No mention of sefer Torah. You made that up.
No, it's not.
Why women can't hold the sefer Torah? I don't know. Whatever.
Viscerally,
Tosfos says by tefillin.
Tosfos says by tefillin, because Tosfos is discussing with Chlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir.
It's an issue. And how come by a man is put on tefillin, even if he's a Balkari?
I think though, after look, Tosfos is an Erevin. In Hamotzi tefillin, I forget exactly what that. But Tosfos says, I think also the Lashon uses Shoy Nashim Yechol Lishma Gufan Yosam Yinashim. I think there's this idea, right? Taisha right. said that.
Ah, okay.
Right.
So that's really it's talking about hafacha.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah. I always held that it has to do with nidah, yeah. but some people don't agree with me, but I think it has to do with the nidah issue. When they're nidah, it's not the tumah of the nidah, but it's the lichluch of tumah of nidah.
Mm-hmm. But why is it the woman can't put tefillin on the passing?
I debate that with Rabbi Kalish all the time.
A woman has to put on tefillin, because she has no gufnaki, she can't put on tefillin. But men have a chiv to put on tefillin, so we have to at least do it during davening and hope that would be. We'll be limited. You can't wait for all day.
It's a matter of not a tumah, it's a matter of the.
It's the gufnaki issue of it.
I'm just telling what Tyson there says. Yeah. That's important because Tyson there says, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Remeir with the Nashim Samchos is a global universal machlokes of whether women can do mitzvahs that are not mechuyavos. We take it as a davar pashut that if women are not mechuyavos in a mitzvah, they can do it. The only question will be a bracha. Tyson says it's not so pashut. But he says at the end of the day, we pass when women can do mitzvahs, they're not mechuyavos in, except that there's another technical problem, which is either they're using kachim, they're being soymech, there's a separate problem, whether it's tefillin gufnaki. So the question is, what would be the issue? We still haven't resolved. Why can't a woman bring an oilus ri'ya, not on yontif, on chol hamoed? Why not if she wants to? Let her bring an oilus ri'ya. So I guess this will be another problem for women in the of the wall when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Can a woman bring an oilus ri'ya?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.